play my facilitator's role here in little take-home message. Two things in particular that out of the sharing that was done, some yesterday and some today, is the comment that Mother Jamuna just made, the sense of being connected with our whole disciplic succession. I really appreciated the value of the two Bhaktivinoda Thakur bhajans. It connects us to something very, I mean, it's only a century old, but that's connecting each of those songs. It's connecting to Lord Chaitanya's teachings, which is, it just connects us to this very rich heritage that we have. It's a great treasury. And there has to be qualification to access that treasury, otherwise we will just spoil the treasury and make a mess of things. But in the right mood, in the right association, there was a very rich part of the experience. So thank you for arranging that. And the comment also that Jamuna made, and our Prabhu, I've forgotten his name, about connecting the access to the holy name to our mission. It should be my response to what this Prabhu from Vancouver said about what about the message of connecting the holy name, chanting nicely the holy name, to our whole experience of life, like, you know, what we do the rest of the day. Some comments were like that, but I'll want to amplify. The life of the Hare Krishna movement, from what I experienced, was from the very beginning, was missionary. I mean, day one, whether you were chanting 16 rounds or not chanting 16 rounds, you were in a mission. Like, the first day I was in the temple, I was out on Harinam Sankirtan. That's what you do. That's what the Hare Krishna. It was exciting. And in all of the excitement, there was so much excitement that, I mean, it was centered around chanting, but it wasn't going deeply into it. It was just chanting and chanting and chanting and distributing literature and chanting, distributing literature and going here and going there and chanting and distributing literature. And the distributing literature part, and even the public chanting part, has something happened. It went away. It's less. It's diminished. And the vitality of the movement is diminished. So some of the sharing that I've had with others that haven't been to these events is, oh, as I mentioned this yesterday, Ghosti Anandi. We're a Ghosti Anandi movement, not a Bhajan Anandi movement. What happened? So the message should be this experience and sharing it with others. It's part of the take-home. But the take-home message is not just share with others. It's one of the rules of learning something new is there's two rules. You take something and you practice it. And the other rule is you take something and you share with others. But the message I would like to see is the share with others is not, oh, we can't wait till we have another japa retreat. But you know, it's part of our mission. It's the gift of Lord Chaitanya to taste the holy name. And when there's tasting of the holy name, there's an explosion. It's giving of the holy name. That's Lord Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement, is distributing broadly. Just as Mother Jamuna very aptly put it. One butterfly, so many butterflies, millions and millions of planetful of butterflies, meaning persons transformed through the holy name. That takes missionary spirit and missionary activity. That's what comes from, you experience something that's very nice, and naturally you want to share it with others. To share it with others in such a way your behavior doesn't speak what that message is, then people will stay away. That was one of the mistakes that we made. Our behavior was other than what, at least at times, was other than what the message is. So, back to just like a hit a reset button. And I want to refer to this nice chart where Sanchinandan Swami's phrase is alignment, where starts. I appreciated very much what the devotees were sharing from their experience, and even just, you know, the physical things were helpful to refocus in chanting. So, starting with what your body does, like, you know, sit straight, and that sitting straight adds concentration, and one feels attention is lifted by sitting properly. And then another physical of pronunciation, pronouncing the mantra, like the little exercise of hearing one another's chanting. It's very effective because you know that someone is listening, and so you have to pronounce more carefully than you would if nobody's listening. But the fact of the matter is Krishna is listening, even if no other person is, you know, in present audibly. So pronouncing, then it naturally, to pronounce properly, you have to listen how you're pronouncing. So it brings in the hearing part. In the hearing part, it's physical, but then it goes to the mind. To the mind part, and focusing the mind on hearing. Being attentive to speaking the syllables, all 16 of them, and bringing attention. Cheta is the Sanskrit term. This is just review of what's on the board here and some of the things that we discussed. There's in the Sankhya system, there's 24 elements, and you add up 23. It's real fast. We'll do the 23. 5, 5, and 5 makes 15. So 5 knowledge acquiring senses, 5 working senses, 5 objects of the senses, and the 5 gross material elements. There's 20. And then there's mind, intelligence, and false ego. That's 23. And there's 24 elements. And the 24th is cheta. It's translated different ways at different places. Sometimes it's contaminated consciousness. Sometimes it's translated as the sum total of the material, like the reservoir of material ingredients, or the big warehouse of the supply house. So we have this challenge before us of bringing our consciousness to the sound, to producing the sound and hearing the sound. And sound acts most, the science of it is, sound acts on the heart. Like even for non-devotees, music is a big thing, because music then makes a mood, and there's different modes of nature, and according to the music, that makes a mood. It acts on the heart in a contaminated way or a purified way. And our conditioning is we're used to the contaminated ways, and we're hankering. I mean, the mind wants the contaminated ways of our particular flavor, and the holy name, we're projecting our contaminated consciousness on the holy name, and there isn't the taste. So somehow, something deep inside, by all the things, by association, and by good messages, and something gets through and touches our heart, and then that you nurture that, so that the mind can go to the sound of Krishna's name. And so many things we heard of, different things that get in the way of that. And there are, you know, two mantras out of 20, and something. But something says there's something. There's something real. And so, reaching in order to receive the pure holy name. And so that's an act of the mind that then takes into the next chamber, the chamber of the heart. When there's some feelings. Of course, there's the mix of are the material feelings, but then somewhere in there that faith is that there is this real spiritual feeling. And some of the devotees described being fixed in for some stretch of time in their chanting and just feeling that happiness of being with Krishna's holy name and serving Krishna through chanting his holy name. And then there's this, so that's like this phrase, sacred space, that we covet so much. We want to enter that sacred space, but we're not qualified. Only little indications for many of us, or most of us. We're hearing from the devotees that are practiced at chanting. That's the happiness that they want to always be in. And to carry that always be in experience into the other activities of life, to help nurture that sacred space. So we can very easily enter into that sacred space and try to carry that with us into our activity. So it's not just mode of goodness being nice, but it's being Krishna conscious in the course of our lives. And that way, making more butterflies, making more transformative experiences in people's lives, just through association, and particularly through the association of chanting and hearing together. I want to speak a little bit about prayer. Spoke less about it before than I would like to, so I'd like to speak a little bit more about it. We've mentioned some prayers. I want to read again another one that I read earlier. That's, as I was hearing some of the devotees speaking, I was thinking of this prayer. And prayer helps to focus the mind, it helps to open the heart, it makes the object, Krishna, the object of our love, very clear, and feelings can start to flow just like a conduit of opening the tap, and the appreciation comes. And when those prayers are there while chanting, so prayers before chanting, I'm going to ask Mother Jamuna to share some prayers that have inspired her in her daily chanting. Here's one. The name of Krishna is purely spiritual. There is no knowledge as great as that of the name. and no practice of austerity or meditation, no result of spiritual activity, no form of renunciation, no act of sense control, no pious act, and no goal that can match it. The name is Supreme Liberation, the Supreme Destination, and the Supreme Peace. The name is Eternal Life itself. The name is the Supreme Devotion and the Supreme Intelligence. The name is the Supreme Love and the Supreme Remembrance. The name is the soul's reason for existence. The name is the Lord of the soul, the most worshipful object, and the Supreme Guru.